Forum at the Jim Santee Auditorium was sponsored by the Project for a Deeper Understanding. Andy Bierman, a Main Street innkeeper and city council member, talked about his vision for the city 20 years out. On mass transit, Thomas said that's an urban solution to urban problems and it doesn't cut down on auto traffic. He said he doesn't favor a transit connection to Salt Lake, such as light rail.
There's not enough demand. I think it's unbelievably expensive. Fixed rail rapid transit is outrageously expensive. And so I don't think it's affordable. And I watched the 2002 Olympics, and I watched, and I drove up and down the canyon, and I watched that density, and I thought that I-80 worked very well. With regard to within the core of our community, I'm in favor of a transportation system. I'm not sure what yet till I learn more about what's available to connect the major neighborhoods, the major major commercial nodes. Let's say it's somewhere down in the Iron Horse Bonanza Park area with the resort bases and Main Street.
He also cautioned that connections to Wasatch Front ski resorts could affect the character of Park City. But Bierman said mass transit doesn't necessarily fuel more growth. He said it's a solution they will need to adapt to growth.
New technologies will come on board, whether they're some sort of electric buses, personal pods, ways to move people around. And then I think we need to connect to our resorts. Both Park City and Deer Valley, I would love to see those resorts connect back to town with better skier enhancements, gondolas, funiculars, or some other way to get people back and forth that doesn't involve shuttles. And then I believe the last component is what's being worked on in the Wasatch Summit. That's a regional group that's been put together to deal with the comprehensive plan for the Wasatch. And they are looking at plans on how we can bring mass transit up from the airport, up the Cottonwood Canyons, and potentially through to Park City. What you hear about a lot is light rail. That could be a likely outcome. There could also be rapid bus, which is a wheeled version of a train, essentially, or there could be some other creative solutions.
On the Treasure Hill project, Bierman said the development will be coming. He noted the good and bad aspects of the proposal.
I'm a resident. I walk my dog nearly every night through Creole Gulch, so there's a part of me that really hates to see this get built. What could it do for the town? I think there could be a few pluses that come out of it. With it will come better skier connections to town, some beginner runs, a replacement for the town lift that's going to be higher speed, and potentially more nightly rentals and bed base in the downtown, which is going to allow people to come to town and not bring cars to stay right down the course. So that said, we are aware that the residents are unhappy about this. We don't feel like we can stop it altogether, so we're doing our very, very best to negotiate the best possible deal and build something that's compatible. And by compatible, I mean smaller, built into the hillside, and we're trying to get creative about traffic mitigation.
Thomas said he couldn't comment much on Treasure Hill or the Bonanza Park redevelopment because those projects will be coming to the Planning Commission. But he said in some hypothetical commercial areas, they could look at a little more height or density to get some benefits such as affordable housing.
When I talk about four stories, I'm talking about those neighborhoods. I'm not talking about residential neighborhoods. We have an existing zone density in some of those commercial areas of 35 feet. That's where you start. And so I think you have to, when you start talking about small town, you have to hone down into what does that really mean? And if you want an incentive for a component of the community that you really need and you want and you think is fundamental to our core, then it's reasonable to talk about some additional density in just those areas where you want that affordable or that workforce housing.
Mayoral candidate Jack Thomas. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.